You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Monday, May 10th. What to know about a cyber attack that forced one of the country's largest pipelines to shut down. Also, a falling rocket part landed back on Earth. We'll tell you where it hit and why the U.S. is criticizing China for letting it happen. Plus, the Kentucky Derby winner failed a drug test. SpaceX founder Elon Musk made a personal announcement on SNL. And billions of cicadas are coming out to mate, likely this week. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with what's being called the worst cyber attack to date on critical U.S. infrastructure. We're talking about one of the nation's largest pipeline systems that carries about 45% of all fuel used on the East Coast. It was hit with a ransomware attack, and that's when criminal groups hold data hostage until the victim pays a ransom. This time, Colonial Pipeline was hit. It had to shut down all 5,500 miles of pipeline that moves gas, diesel fuel, and jet fuel from Texas to New York while it deals with this threat. The company says it was worried hackers might have gotten information that would make them able to attack parts of the pipeline, and it has not said yet if it plans to actually pay the ransom or not. So far, there has not been a big effect on fuel prices or supply, and experts say they probably won't be affected as long as the pipeline is back to normal in the next few days. Multiple government agencies are investigating this cyber attack, like the FBI and the Departments of Energy and Homeland Security. U.S. government officials say they think the attack was the work of a criminal group, not another country. Unfortunately, there are two shootings to tell you about from over the weekend. The first one happened Saturday afternoon in a popular tourist spot, New York City's Times Square. The New York Times reports it started as a fight between men. One pulled out a gun and opened fire. Two women and a four-year-old girl were shot, but they're all expected to survive. Police say they're now looking for information about at least one person of interest. Separately, on Sunday, another shooting became the deadliest mass shooting in Colorado Springs history. A gunman opened fire at a birthday party, killing six people and then himself. So far, authorities have not named the victims or the suspect, and they're still working to figure out what motivated the shooter. They do know one of the victims was the suspect's girlfriend, and all of the victims were adults. The Colorado police chief promised to find more answers. Violence in Afghanistan's capital city seems to be getting worse. Over the weekend, a high school was the latest target. Three explosions went off as girls were leaving for the day, and at least 50 people died, most of them students between 11 and 15 years old. More than 100 other people were hurt. Afghan government officials have blamed the Taliban, perhaps because in the past, the militant group has fought to keep girls out of school. This time, though, the Taliban has denied being behind it. Rights groups are criticizing the Afghan government over a lack of security, and they say they're worried about violence getting even worse as the U.S. and NATO forces have started to leave the country. Well, as expected, debris from a Chinese rocket crashed back to Earth. But so far, there are no reports of anyone getting hurt. The large piece of rocket landed in the Indian Ocean, just west of the Maldives. Scientists, satellite trackers, and the Pentagon have been keeping an eye on that debris for more than a week to make sure it wasn't going to hit a populated area. Well, yesterday morning, the Chinese manned space agency confirmed there was no longer a threat. It said most of the debris was actually burned in the Earth's atmosphere, so the risk was low anyway. Still, the U.S. is not happy with China for letting this happen at all. The NASA administrator says China is not being responsible. Earth's orbit is littered with hundreds of thousands of other pieces of uncontrolled junk, but most of those are smaller than 10 centimeters. This one was 108 feet tall and weighed nearly 40,000 pounds. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. And I'm really excited to tell you about an amazing new service called Framebridge. Framebridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things, all from home. I've already used it for decoration in our new nursery, and I'm a huge fan. So here's how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in physical pieces if you want. Preview your item online in dozens of styles and layouts. You can also get free recommendations from their talented designers. And that's what I did. Thanks to the designer's suggestion, I ultimately chose a frame that I don't think I would have ever gotten just on my own, but I love it. Then your finished pieces will arrive at your door ready to hang. And get this, their prices start at $39 and all shipping is free. So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Go to framebridge.com, then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY for a discount. That's framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to the news. Starting this week, billions, maybe even trillions, of cicadas are coming out from underground. The insects are part of a group called Brood 10. They only exist in the eastern U.S., mostly from Tennessee to New York. They've been underground for 17 years, tunneling and feeding under the soil. But now, it's about time for them to come up and find mates. And when they do, it'll be loud. These so-called periodical cicadas are said to be among the loudest insects on the planet. The male cicadas make a buzzing sound that can be louder than a motorcycle, and scientists say that's actually their mating song. They don't bite or sting, so they won't hurt humans or animals, but they can be a nuisance for the noise and for farmers, since the bugs can sometimes hurt young plants when laying their eggs on them. That said, cicadas can have a positive impact on the environment as well. When they die, they become a powerful fertilizer. Either way, they won't be around for long. Scientists say they'll probably all be gone by July 4th. The surprise winner at this year's Kentucky Derby could be stripped of the title. The horse, named Medina Spirit, failed a drug test after the race. Officials said the horse tested positive for an anti-inflammatory drug that helps ease pain. That substance is not totally banned, but the horse had more than twice the legal limit in its system. Trainer Bob Baffert was suspended from the Churchill Downs racetrack during this investigation, and that means he cannot enter horses into any other races there. This is actually the fifth time in just 1 year one of Baffert's horses failed a drug test. However, Baffert denies the allegation. He says Medina Spirit was never given the drug in question. So what happens now? Well, there will be a second test, and Baffert can appeal. But if the drug test comes out the same, Medina Spirit would no longer be considered the Kentucky Derby winner. The horse's owners would lose out on the nearly $2 million prize. But anyone who bet on Medina Spirit gets to keep their winnings no matter what. The second-place horse, Mandaloon, would be declared the winner. But bettors who put their money on Mandaloon would not get any more money. Officials did not share a timeline for how long all of this will take. Baffert says he still plans to enter Medina Spirit in next weekend's Preakness Stakes, as long as the racetrack allows it. SpaceX is now accepting the digital currency Dogecoin as payment for an upcoming space launch. It's part of a project called Doge One Mission to the Moon, where SpaceX will fly a satellite on a Falcon 9 rocket early next year. And the company who hired SpaceX to launch it will pay entirely with Dogecoin. You may remember Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency that started as a joke, but fans have embraced the digital coin and sent its value skyrocketing over the past month. One of those fans is SpaceX founder Elon Musk. In fact, he mentioned Dogecoin several times when he hosted on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. Musk is one of the most high-profile people in the world to embrace cryptocurrency. And while he was credited for sending the value of Dogecoin higher in the days leading up to his SNL appearance, it actually did the opposite after he took the stage. It dipped more than 30%. MarketWatch says some investors felt it was a good time to sell and take the profits while they can. Of course, the value of Dogecoin and all cryptocurrencies continues to be volatile. And by the way, Elon Musk's performance on SNL got extra attention for another reason as well. Musk revealed he has Asperger's syndrome. It's believed to be the first time he's publicly said this. Some applauded the announcement, calling it important representation, but others point out he used an outdated term. Asperger's is no longer an official diagnosis. Instead, it's part of a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder. The popular audio-only chat app Clubhouse is now available on Android devices for the first time. The company launched a beta version for Android in the U.S. Clubhouse has been available for iPhone users since last year, though you still do need an invitation to access the chat rooms. Clubhouse has gotten lots of attention. In the month of February alone, Clubhouse was downloaded nearly 10 million times. But downloads slowed more recently to fewer than 1 million last month. So we'll see whether the Android app will actually help the app pick up momentum again and improve the numbers. Regardless, Clubhouse has helped launch a new era in the age of live audio. Other social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn quickly announced similar products, letting users listen in on live audio chats. Right now, Clubhouse is valued at about $4 billion. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Did you know May is Mental Health Awareness Month? I think it's so important to talk about because our mental health is just as important as our physical health. When anything, even temporarily, might be interfering with your happiness, why not address it? There may be even things you don't realize are getting in your way. So, big or small, BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. I love that you can message your therapist anytime. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your professional, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. You can always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Almost everywhere you shop, you'll notice prices are going up on almost everything you're hoping to buy. Just last week, Kellogg said it was going to have to raise prices on its products that include Frosted Flakes, Cheez-Its, and Pringles. Whirlpool's CEO said the same thing about his company's appliances. Then there's Procter & Gamble. It's raising prices on baby products, feminine care products, and more. And its competitor, Kimberly-Clark, said it would raise prices on toilet paper and Huggy diapers. Again, that's just to name a few examples. Things like fruit, processed meat, dishwashing products, paper cups, and more are also getting more expensive. The Wall Street Journal says the problem is costs are rising at every step in production. Price of oil, crops, and other commodities have shot up this year. Plus, trucking companies are dealing with a shortage of drivers, so the ones they have are getting paid more to get materials to factories and construction sites. And one food distributor says there's another issue, too. Manufacturers did not want to raise prices during the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic last year when they really needed to, so some are apparently making up for it by raising prices now. The one bit of good news is the Federal Reserve Chairman says he thinks the rising costs are just temporary. Although it's not clear exactly how long they'll last. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.